Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views I've expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Perutka, who was the Constitution Party candidate for the presidency 4 years ago. Certainly a political activist, but more than that, he is dedicated to educating people about the Constitution. And, of course, Michael is actually the president of the Institute of the Constitution. He and his brother had great personal cost to themselves and certainly and a great deal of work that he and his brother put in, created the Institute of the Constitution, which is dedicated to educating the American people about the founding documents of this country and why we were established as a Christian nation. Not that everybody had to be a Christian. Not that the Bible was the absolute law of our land, but it was simply that our laws were based upon biblical principles and the concepts of individual freedom under God were the very foundation of this nation. Because, you see, if you don't have people who are ruled by God personally, not by government, but by God, then you're going to have people who are ruled by government. And as John Adams had said so well, those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. Well, let's go ahead, Mike. Thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, Dr. Stan, what a privilege to be with you. Thank you so much for letting me join you this evening. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and I always look forward to our conversations. As you were saying, it is a privilege to have been born in a country that's founded on principles that we find in Scripture, and our founding fathers were very aware of this, and that they structured a government based on these principles. So it's wonderful, but what we have to do now is to recover it, because it has been lost, and it has been lost is one way to say it, but it's really been taken from us, and we need to regain it and capture it back. So that's what we're about at Institute on the Constitution, and I hope we could talk about that a little bit tonight.
All right, well, why don't we just go ahead? Because, of course, if people don't understand the Constitution, they don't understand the foundation of our freedom. If they don't know what they want to reclaim, how can we reclaim it? And so why don't you talk about this most amazing document that is not taught in our schools? And, of course, most lawyers, and I know you were a lawyer, but most lawyers have never really read the Constitution or understood that the whole idea of our country was to limit the power of the central government so men could be free, because it has always been government that has taken away freedom. The eternal struggle down through the ages has always been between government that wants to take away freedom and the individual who wants to have freedom. At one time we were free where the power of the central government was limited, and today, of course, we have unrestricted federal government because they've convinced us we're a democracy and they politicians can do whatever they want to. And, of course, as of course my friend Ron Paul has said so often, why, of course, the day that Congress does the most for the American people is the day of the Republican-Democrat baseball game when Congress isn't in session. Or certainly, I think it was Will Rogers who said that no man's purse or property are safe when Congress is in session. So you pick up the story there.
Well, sure. Dr. Stan, again, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, you mentioned that I am a lawyer. I am a lawyer. Sometimes it's a hindrance when I'm introduced that way to people who do understand that lawyers in America today, by and large, for the most part, are trained in, not in the law, but in what you and I might call, and as a matter of fact, Chief Justice of Alabama, former Chief Justice of Alabama, Roy Moore, calls anti-law or non-law. Lawyers in America today are trained in what you and I might call, and he calls, unlaw, non-law. When I went to law school, I went to law school at the University of Baltimore, and you know, back about 100 years ago, well, maybe not that long ago, but I went a while ago, and when I went there, I took a two-semester course called Constitutional Law. We studied the Constitution of the United States of America.
Hold that thought, sure. Michael. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, what Michael is pointing out is that really what has happened is we have judges who have actually subverted the law. They have an agenda, and instead of doing what they were sworn to do, that is upholding the Constitution, because every official in this country at state or national level swears to uphold the Constitution and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, We have domestic enemies of the Constitution. Many of them are sitting on our benches, and they want to change the meaning of our Constitution. They want to tell us, oh, it's a living Constitution. It's an evolving Constitution. Well, basically, of course, that means if it's evolving, men are evolving it, and of course it's being subverted, and these people are intent upon taking away our freedom, because the beautiful thing about our Constitution was that it limited the power of the government over the lives of the people, and that is what these people hate. They want a ruling aristocracy. We're moving rapidly in that direction in the name of fighting Osama bin Laden, hiding over there in a cave. Well, that's why we've got to give up our freedom here. And, of course, we've given up our freedom to protect us from the wicked terrorists who are going to just destroy this country. And, of course, we've been 7 years since September 11th, and not one other major attack. In fact, most of the so-called attacks that the FBI has actually stopped and prevented have been situations where informants were given hundreds of thousands of dollars, even to bribe people to go along with these supposed attacks, this attack on the Sears Tower. They were going to pay these people $50,000 each to participate in your tax money. Well, of course, they never got the money, but, of course, they paid the informants very well. They've infiltrated the Muslim community and trying to recruit terrorists. The FBI is, well, if there's really all these problems out there, why are they trying to recruit terrorists, and why did we have to have agent provocateurs and spies within the Muslim community? We'd see lots of terrorist attacks, and isn't it amazing we just aren't seeing any? Well, go right ahead.
Well, sure, Dr. Stan, you've talked about a number of things I want to pick up on. I do want to go back to the idea of the Constitution, as our founders conceived it, was something that limited the power of government. And I want to just stop and pause for a second and say, well, why? Why did our founders want to do that? And just quite simply, it was because they recognized the potential for evil in man. Man, you know, as Lord Acton said, power corrupts, and absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. So we are a fallen race. We're fallen creatures, and therefore, what our founders feared from that biblical perspective, which is a biblical perspective, is that if you let any man or any small group of men or any organization or any faction have a great deal of power, that they will tend to concentrate that power and cause evil. They will become tyrants, and they will try to monopolize the labor and the resources of others. There'll be despotism. So that's what they feared. They feared what they called consolidation of power. We would call it centralization of power. And that's precisely what has occurred in America. And So their desire to write the Constitution and to limit the power of central government was because of a recognition of this biblical worldview. Now, that's just scoffed at it in law schools today, Dr. Stan. It's scoffed at in the public square. It's scoffed at if anybody makes reference to it on TV. I mean, I was watching a golf tournament not too long ago where the person that won the tournament thanked God for it. Thanked his Savior, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for granting him the blessing of success in that particular venture. And of course, they go right to a commercial, don't they? They can't stand to hear that or let it be said on the airwaves. So there's this. What I think the American people have to recognize is that a revolution has happened in America to change us and pull us away and subvert this true American view, this original American view of law and government, which is based on biblical principles.
And in fact, it's so interesting. I was just going to say, that's what they called Justice Scalia, who, of course, supposedly wants to interpret the Constitution as it was written. They called him an originalist, sort of a derided, an originalist. Why? He just says he wants to interpret the Constitution. Oh, you're an originalist.
Right.
How they use these terms, of course, to deride anybody who wants to uphold the Constitution, uphold the oath that they've sworn, to defend the Constitution. The Constitution as it was written. From all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we've got an awful lot of those enemies working within the media today who hate America, who hate freedom, and that's what it's all about. Go ahead. Go ahead.
In very many ways, that same mocking derision that you just talked about with respect to the concept of originalist and, you know, strict constructionist is also used in the with the idea of isolationist. Oh, you're an isolationist. You doddering old fool. I mean, how can you possibly be an isolationist? Well, you're in company of men like George Washington if you're an isolationist. We have involved ourselves to our great detriment in foreign wars and what he called, George Washington called, costly entanglements. George Washington never dreamed of the costly entanglements that George Bush has and his cronies have brought us into. You mentioned what's happening with 9-1-1. We're 7 years, after 9-1-1. I'm just finishing reading a book by David Ray Griffin. I don't know whether he's someone that you've interviewed.
Yes, I have. He's excellent, right?
I just finished his book. The New Pearl Harbor, disturbing questions about the Bush administration and 9/11, and I think he does a masterful job of bringing together a great deal of the information that you're never gonna hear. You're never gonna hear from the what I call the managed media, which has covered up and aided and abetted the Bush administration in covering up what's occurred not only before, but in the event of 9-1-1 and part of the cover up afterwards. I mean, this has 9/11. The cry that 9/11 was an inside job is becoming louder and louder and louder, and that's a very, very difficult thing for most Americans to I don't know how you say it to get their mind around, to grapple with, to consider.
I tell you, the easiest way to do it is simply to watch Building 7 come down. All you need, in fact, they can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and scroll down to the other videos, and then scroll down there to Building 7. Watch it come down. Realize that with the controlled demolition, why the center of the building collapses first, and that's exactly what happens, and then the base of the building goes next. And, of course, this is a controlled demolition. It's obvious it's a controlled demolition, but they can't let the American people know that, because think of the implications. It means that somebody in government, we don't know who, but somebody, killed all those people there in the Twin Towers. If Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then the other is a controlled demolition. We have pictures of the Twin Towers coming down. You can see the explosion at the lower levels, but as the top of the building is exploding, you can see the explosion at the lower levels. One picture is worth a thousand words, Michael. I think more and more people are beginning to realize that what happened on September 11th was not what we were told happened on September 11th.
That video is very powerful, and there's a lot of it, not only with the, as you say, with the North and South Towers of the World Trade Center, but with Building 7. And Building 7 has never talked about it. What it was in the initial couple of days, as you know, and as a matter of fact, people like Peter Jennings and Dan Rather and all said, well, that looks like a controlled demolition, didn't they? They said that right on the air. Even the man who owned or leased the building or owned the building and built the building said, well, we decided to pull it. The decision was made to pull it, and then we watched the building collapse. It's the words, the video, it's right there in front of the American people, and yet many people don't want to believe and don't want to even consider, don't want to discuss, don't want to even think about the implications of that. And that's understandable, Dr. Stan, because the implications of that are massive and hurtful, and it makes your head hurt and your heart hurt to think that could occur. But there's a long history of this. Go back to there's so many examples of this that I'll leave out important ones. But you go back to the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor. You go to the Gulf of Tonkin incident began the Vietnam War in earnest. You go back, to Pearl Harbor, of course, where it's not even disputed anymore that Roosevelt and powers that be in America knew that attack was going to take place, and they allowed it. And aided and abetted it to occur, and there are people that defend that. I mean, there, you know, he lied to the American people, and there are people who want to say, well, that was good. He had to lie to us, don't you see? I mean, that's, it's just so, it's such a massive, hurtful thing, and that American people don't want to face it, but we need to face it because those people that have done this in with respect to the World Trade Centers, they're not sleeping dogs. They're busy at work. We don't. The idea of, well, let sleeping dogs lie, it's over, it happened, let's pass on, let's move on. It's not over. They've used this as a pretext to change the world and mold the world in their image, and they've changed the mission of the United States military to one that's a war for empire, and not just something that our founders, as our founders envisioned it, is something that would defend the American people. They're not interested in defending you and me, Dr. Stan. They're interested in, as the Project for New American Century points out, they're interested in a war for empire. This is what it's all about.
And I think it's very important that people understand that, of course, what happened in Afghanistan and Iraq is simply a precursor to what I believe is a coming war with Iran and Syria.
Yes.
That is going to have dramatic impact upon everybody listening to this program. And of course, right now they're moving two new battle groups into the Persian Gulf. They're on the way. What's this going to do? What will it do to the price of gold? What will it do to the price of oil? What will it do to America? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I was simply mentioning that if you were to read the book Without Precedent by Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene, Governor Thomas Keene, and they discuss what happened on September 11th. Of course, Keene was the director of the 9/11 Commission, and Lee Hamilton was the assistant chairman. But in their book, they never mention Building 7. How could you discuss what happened that day without discussing Building 7? And, of course, that's the last thing they want to talk about, because there is no explanation for why Building 7 came down other than a controlled demolition. And if you watch it, then you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Go to the section on other videos, not videos, but other videos, and just scroll down to Building 7 and watch it come down again and again. And there's no question it was controlled demolition. And, of course, then who was in charge of that, and why is this never brought out? Because, of course, they took down the Building 7 by controlled demolition. Did they take down the other buildings by controlled demolition? There are pictures there of the other buildings coming down. Watch them come down. Of course, they fell at the speed of gravity. That never would have occurred if it had occurred where we were. And over 1,100 bodies have never been recovered. Did you know that? 1,100 bodies just vaporized. How could that have been if it just was a collapse, you know? Pancake, the bodies might have been flattened out, but they would have been there. 1,100 bodies have never been there.
Well, the other telltale fact in this is all the dust and the dust particles, the concrete was pulverized.
Right.
If there had been a collapse, like what I'm going to call "quote unquote" the official story, if there had been, there would be chunks and mounds of concrete and a huge pile of rubble. The concrete that was in the floors was just spread all over Manhattan.
It was vaporized.
It was pulverized. So were the people. The people and the concrete and it was. And the steel, by the way, was cut into sections that was very convenient to remove by truck. It was cut into 30 foot sections. It was very organized. The demolition was very organized because it was controlled, of course. It had every aspect of being controlled. And the point I was going to make about the concrete, I'm not an expert in these matters, but again, I'm referring to David Ray Griffin's book, which is just the book that I've have just recently completed on this subject, but it points out that experts are able to say that the energy that was required to pulverize the concrete was not capable of being generated by the falling of the floors and the pancaking of the floors as has been put forth in the official story. So it's the energy wasn't there. The energy had to be generated some other way, and of course that other way is explosions. And the most likely explanation of that is that there were explosives in the building, and clearly there were explosives in building number 7. There had to be, and so if Larry Silverstein, who's the owner of building number 7, says that building had explosives in it and was quote-unquote pulled, then it's not far-fetched at all to believe that the World Trade Center buildings had explosives in them as well. It's the only explanation. Your eyes don't deceive you in this, Dr. Stanley. Your eyes just don't deceive you. And I don't mean to make light of this, but I think I've said this on your show before. I almost feel like it's that old Groucho Marx joke where he says, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? The 9/11 Commission is saying, believe us, not your own eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, believe your own eyes.
Amen to that. Well, of course, there's just so much information that points that this was a controlled demolition of that building. And, of course, there were a number of firemen over there who escaped, and they have actually been interviewed, and those interviews have recently been released, and at least 100-some-odd firemen who were right there adjacent to the building described the explosions in the buildings. That information has been totally suppressed across America. They can't let the American people know that there were explosions in the Twin Towers, where almost 3,000, I think 2,700 Americans were killed. But remember, right after, of course, the attack, they told us it was 6,000 in the buildings. It was 6,000 for several days, and then it was 5,000 and 4,000 and 3,000. And, of course, the reason for it was because the people who worked for Morgan Stanley were ordered to stay at their desks. And the gentleman who was in charge of security ran around the building and said, get out, we're under attack. And he got 2,500 people out. He went back in the building and, of course, he was killed. But he saved all those lives. But for days afterwards, they kept telling him it was 6,000. Of course, it was only later that they found that these people had escaped the death that was planned for them. And when they brought that building down, somebody brought it down. I don't know who did it, but somebody brought it down.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you as prepared physically and spiritually as you can be for the uncertainties of 2008-2009? This is Elizabeth Border. You can request a free sample newsletter tracking the police state, both the Protestant and Roman Catholic signs of the Great Falling Away. Just write your request to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland 21609. You can hear our internet program on the Classy Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, 6 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. You can also hear it on shortwave Friday evenings on 5070, 7 p.m. Central. You can hear us on Saturday and Sunday evenings after Dr. Stan on Rick's Satellite. Sometimes Sally Lou and Pat Hockett will slip out of American Babylon to satirize, entertain, and yes, teach you in parable form. If you love the Republic, that old, beautiful America, be sure to tune in to the Divided Kingdom.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
Michael Perugin. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Michael Perugin. We're certainly talking about what happened when the Twin Towers came down, when, of course, the adjacent building came down there, in New York City, supposedly, of course, this was done by these 19 hijackers. And of course, it was only two planes that brought this whole thing down. But then, of course, nobody asks, well, but no plane hit building number 7, so why did it come down, and why did it fall down that evening, and why, when other buildings have been hit by planes, why didn't any of them come down? And of course, it's because of the way the buildings are constructed. They couldn't have come down the way they did. And of course, immediately they got all of the steel out of there because they didn't want the American people to see that it had been cut at angles. Obviously, it had been burned through. There were some explosives there on the beams. And unfortunately, those buildings were taken down. But they had to remove the evidence because this was going to be used. What happened on September 11th would be used to get us into a war first with Afghanistan, and then, of course, into a war with Iraq, and then into a war with Iran and Syria, and then into a war with the Muslim world. This is what it's all about. But they can't let the American people know that it's all contrived. So you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, sure, Dr. Stanley, the evidence of this is, the evidence of what we're saying, and please, don't believe Dr. Stan or me. I mean, don't take our word for it. I mean, there's plenty of objective evidence of these things. That raise all kinds of questions. Now, you've said a couple of times already during this program, Dr. Stan, you don't know who brought the buildings down. Well, neither do I. I can't connect every dot and say this is precisely what happened and this is who did it and this is who's culpable in a particular precise way. But that doesn't mean that the evidence isn't clear, that the forces within our government must have been complicit in this. They either had to be, and David Ray Griffin again points this out very well, I think, they either have to have been very complicit or they have to have been very incompetent. And the incompetent side of it, he traces through to show that it would have been so massively incompetent as to be, frankly, incredible. They could not have been this incompetent. There had to be a complicit aspect to this. And he goes through something called the evidence for official complicity. He gives a summary, and I just want to just tick off a couple of these things. The evidence that the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were already planned for geopolitical reasons, so that 9/11 provided not the reason for the wars, but merely the pretext. The evidence of that is massive. The evidence that men with connections to Al-Qaeda were allowed into the United States in spite of regulations that should have kept them out. There's hard evidence of that. There's evidence that men with connections to Al-Qaeda were allowed to train in U.S. flight schools. That's a matter of fact. There's evidence of that. There's evidence that the attacks of 9/11 could not have succeeded without an order from the highest level of our government to suspend the normal operating procedures for responding to plane hijackings. There had to be a suspension of those rules. There's evidence that the United States political and military leaders made misleading and even false statements about their response to the hijackings. They've changed their story about what they knew and when they knew it and a number of times. That's a matter of fact. There's evidence that the presently accepted official account, according to which jet fighter planes were scrambled but arrived too late, was invented some days after 9/11. They're making this up. I don't want to keep reading here, but I've read the first six. There's this list goes on and on and on. and it's and again, it's quite well, I think, pulled together and organized in David Ray Griffin's book, and I recommend your listeners to get it. There's a foreword in it by Richard Falk. It's also quite compelling. We need to care about these things is really the point that I want to make. You can't just brush this aside and say, oh, well, that happened, and we need to move on. Where we're moving on to is very, very dangerous ground. The United States of America has become something much different since this 9-1-1 event. And the 9-1-1 event was, I believe, promoted in one way or another, even though I can't spell out all the specifics, was promoted by our government in order for them to conduct this war for empire and this permanent military presence in the Middle East and this what you might call Pax Americana. They want to impose United States American will on the rest of the world. That's not what America stands for. It's not what America's about. It's not what America was founded on. It's inconsistent with the principles on which America was founded. We do our best, Dr. Stan, to talk about those principles in our course, Institute on the Constitution, which I would recommend to your listeners. You can find out about it by going to IOTConline.com. It's IOTConline.com. Stands for Institute on the Constitution. And we also talk about these matters like we're talking about today on our website called The American View. It's theamericanview.com, where we take the principles we've learned in Institute on the Constitution and we try to apply them to the events of the day so that we can have a firm standing and an understanding of exactly what's going on and not be buffeted about by the lies that we're told in the managed media.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that they are using, of course, this war with the Muslim world to justify ever expansion of government control of our lives. They've got to watch every one of us here in this country because, after all, we might be Muslim terrorists, without ever pointing out that it was our government that created this whole Muslim terrorist movement. There really was no worldwide Muslim terrorist. I mean, there was certainly the Muslim Brotherhood, I think, was operating out of Egypt, but it was a very small group with very little following. Prior to the, you know, the fact that the American government manipulated the Soviets into a war in Afghanistan in 1979, and that war went on for almost a decade, and the United States government actually recruited warriors, Islamic warriors from all over the world who come to Afghanistan to fight there, and of course eventually why the Soviets were forced to withdraw. But then of course these Islamic warriors became the foundation for Al-Qaeda, and of course the government also funded the Taliban movement, which was the student movement of the radical Islamic movement. We were actually teaching these people, paying for textbooks to teach them all about radical Islam and these radical Islamic beliefs, which had disappeared, you know, hundreds of years ago. And now we had an enemy. And of course, this is really what it's all about. We've created an enemy, one of the finest enemies that the American, government could have produced, American funding could have produced. And now, of course, we're in real problems. Well, certainly, Mike, I know you've only got about 4 minutes before we have to let you go. So what are your thoughts? What would you like our listeners to do? How can they perhaps set up a teaching program with your organization, the Institute of the Constitution?
Well, we ask folks to contact us through our website, iotconline.com. And this is an opportunity for us to start back with understanding the principles, the American view of law and liberty and government. Quite simply, Dr. Stan, we were founded as a nation that understood that there was a creator God, that our rights came from him, and that the purpose of civil government was to protect and defend these God-given rights. That's how America was founded. That's what America is really all about. Now, America is not about the redistribution of wealth, and it's not about forcing its will on the rest of the world. That's not how America was founded. That's inconsistent with the principles of America's founding. But I don't think we're going to be able to hold our leaders accountable for what they've done. I don't think we're going to be able to do that unless we first understand these principles and understand our own American history. That's not what you'd learn in government schools today, but an unrevised version of the true American history and the fact that these principles are the foundation of American law and government. They're not just some alternative way of forming a government. They're what our founders felt was the righteous way to do so. That's, I think, what we need to recover and restore in America today. Now, that doesn't mean that we need to just do nothing but study and read. No, we need to be active. We need to take our part in the civil body politic. We need to stop just being lemmings and listening to what we are told by the managed media. I honestly would suggest that people don't ever watch TV at all. I'm hard-pressed to think of one program that I could recommend anybody to ever watch. And that includes all the bread and circuses and sports and entertainment and football games. That's just to keep you busy and distracted from what's really occurring. And I would strongly suggest that people use alternate sources of news services that are available on the internet, and they can get them from IOTCOnline.com. They can get them from Radio Liberty. They can learn where they should go for sources of news and commentary.
Michael,
don't go to the managed media.
Michael, why don't you get your telephone number out there one more time so people can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution?
Sure. Dr. Stan, I don't have the telephone number in front of me. I apologize. Do you have it there?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
I was trying to avoid saying that directly because I don't have the number in front of me.
That's all right. They can call us, or they call us here at RadioLiberty.com. We'll go ahead and get that number to them and call them back. Yeah. So, Michael,
They can go to the website iotconline.com, and the number is there. I think we've recently changed the number, but it's available there. Please contact us. Please get these tools that you need to hold your elected representatives accountable.
Amen to that, and get involved, because, of course, the price of good men pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is they're ruled by evil men, and we are ruled by evil men today. Michael, God bless you. Have a wonderful vacation. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
See you soon, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for your hospitality.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope our listeners enjoyed our interview with Michael Perutka. I know we always enjoy having Michael with us. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest has been Michael Perutka, who's president of the Institute of the Constitution, former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party. A true patriot who's dedicated to getting the truth out, and of course, Michael actually helps to support Radio Liberty and keep us on the air, and we support what they're doing, trying to educate the people about our Constitution, which makes America different than any other nation in the world. And why are we different? Because, of course, our founding fathers acknowledge that power corrupts, and absolutely power corrupts absolutely everyone, and so the whole idea was to limit the power of the federal government. To our founding fathers, liberty and limited government were synonymous, and tyranny and total government were synonymous. So there were only very, very few things that the federal government could do. There were only 18 of them, and they're listed in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. And people will say, oh, the general welfare clause allows us to do everything and anything we want to, you know. And that's not true at all. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand the Constitution, and that's why it's so vitally important you learn about it. And that's what, of course, Michael and the crew there at the Institute of the Constitution are doing. Michael's been at this for a long time, and so have I. You need to get this information from the Institute of the Constitution, IOTCOnline.com, IOTCOnline.com. And if you can't remember that or get to them, you can always call us at 1-800- 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll put you in touch with Michael and his organization, because we're all in this together, and you are as well. Because if we lose America, we lose everything. Well, again, our number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, we've got a few minutes. We'd be glad to talk to you about it. But, of course, the great tragedy is that they have intentionally used the tragedy that occurred on September 11th, 2001, to expand government control over our lives. It's the oldest trick in the world. And, of course, if you've read the book, and we do have it in stock, it was written by Robert Baer, who is a CIA operative. It's called See No Evil. And there in the foreword to the book, he tells how one of the leading people within the Central Intelligence Agency, one of the heads of the CIA agency, talking about the tragedy that occurred on September 11, 2001, said, you know, when the American people find out what happened on the September 11th, they'll realize it was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. When the American people understand what happened on September 11th, they'll realize it was not a failure of intelligence. It was a triumph. Why would it be a triumph? Why? Very simply, it was going to draw us into a war. It was going to draw us into a war in Afghanistan, into a war in Iraq, into a war with Iraq, in Iran, into a war with Syria, into a war with the Muslim world as a stepping stone to World War III. There really are people out there who have an entirely different worldview. And we got Ben calling from Salinas. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. It's a long time to hear your illustrious voice. And, man, I'm so proud of you and that gentleman you just had. You know, in the face of ridicule, they call us conspiratorialists and all that. No, we're the children of Jesus, and we demand and we need to hear the truth, because we're being dominated by our own money being stolen and used against us. We need to know what happened. If that building was pulled, Marvin Bush was in charge of security. Let's get to the responsibles. Jesus wants us to seek the truth, does he not?
Amen to that. And I think it's so important, Ben, that the American people have to understand that they've not gotten the truth. And, of course, they can get our little pamphlets called The Foreknowledge 911 Part 1, 2, and 3. They're only, I think, $9.95 for all three pamphlets and the plus shipping. We have a wonderful book called The Terror Timeline. It goes into the background of all the things that led up to what happened that day. And there's no question that they knew exactly what was going to happen that day. I used to think that they knew and they didn't do anything.
And then,
of course, as you begin to watch and go into our website at RadioLiberty.com, watch Building 7 come down. That was not just an accident. That was a controlled implosion. Hang on there, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
But, of course, is that, for instance, Halliburton has moved over there to Dubai. And, of course, Dick Cheney, of course, was president of Halliburton for a long period of time. We know, of course, that the Bush family has bought something like, I forgot, it was 90,000.
100,000 acres.
100,000 acres down there in Paraguay. They want to get out of here. They know we're heading into a period of chaos and crisis. But our job is to stick here. And I believe that we've got an awful lot of good Americans. We've even got a lot of good immigrants there. They don't want to lose their freedom. And what we have to do is be a voice of reason in a world gone mad. And what a privilege it has been for me to have an opportunity to be on the radio 5 hours a day, and then our weekend programs in almost 60 outlets. And we're reaching people. It's amazing. I just talked to a woman today down in Irvine, and she told me she'd only been listening for 3 months. And now, Chris, she pulls out all of our programs, puts them on her iPod, and her husband thinks she's crazy, but, you know, before long, you know, he's going to be afraid she's not, because, of course, I hear this all the time. One spouse will begin to listen and begin to see what's going on and tell the other, and of course, nobody wants to believe what we say. But as time goes by, it becomes so obvious that it's true. Eventually, of course, we're forming an army out across America. Not an armed army, but an army of concerned people who love America and realize, of course, what's going on. Go ahead.
Freedom is a hunger which must be fed. And if we truly believe in Jesus' name, we have a worthwhile trial during our tribulations here and our brief life on this earth, then we'll let's feed the idea of freedom, that our young children don't have to continue to spill blood over a few shekels of silver or gold.
God bless. We're out of time, Ben. Thanks so very much.
Thank you, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us. And, of course, if you can help, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and a monthly contribution of $20 a month or more. It'll get you our 4 best tapes or CDs of the month and get you our monthly newsletter. Some people can only afford to subscribe to the newsletter for $25 a year. That's fine. Whatever you can afford, we'll appreciate it. We're dependent upon your gifts to help us, but we are having an increasing outreach. We have an opportunity. We're going to be on the major station in Spokane now. It'll be every afternoon, hopefully from 4 to 5, either that or 5 to 6, but hopefully 4 to 5. And if we can do that, we're going to have a tremendously large audience there. We already do an evening program in Spokane. And, of course, this gets over into Idaho. We're reaching so many people through that medium, and we have an opportunity to pick up a new station in Tennessee. We have another opportunity to pick up a major station in California. It all is expensive. If you can help us, why, we'll really appreciate it. The most important thing is to get people educated, to realize that behind all of the things we talk about, political, ideological, cultural, financial, economic, there's a spiritual battle. And there really are powerful spiritual voices and forces at work in our society. And that's why, if you haven't yet read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watched our talk on DVD, Brotherhood of Darkness, why, you ought to get it. It's available on video. And if you can't afford it, you can go up on our website at RadioLiberty.com and just scroll down to videos and then scroll down to Brotherhood of Darkness. And although we did the talk 10 years ago, and we're going to be updating it very, very soon, it's still sound. There's nothing really that could be added other than perhaps to embellish a little bit and maybe do a better job in photography. But the facts are there, and it's all covered in the book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, to take the next step along the way would be the talk on the forbidden secret. And there really is a secret that's been out there for, well, it's been out there for 5,000 years. And it's been passed down by men of letters, by philosophers, certainly by the rulers of this world. But very, very few people were ever allowed to really understand what this was about until the last few years. And now, of course, it's being certainly talked about Rhonda Byrne, Oprah Winfrey, who is certainly one of the most influential women in the world, has featured Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret, and Rhonda Byrne's DVD, The Secret, and our programs. And, of course, people all over the world, they've sold, well, last thing I heard, 7 or 8 million copies of her book, The Secret, and I don't know how many DVDs, 4 or 5 million. And people are learning about The Secret. And she says that there's an invisible force out there that you can tap into. And she is absolutely right. There is an invisible force out there. And you can tap into it. And you can get great wealth and power and influence. But you don't want to do it because it will cost you your eternal soul. Because there really is another dimension, and there are spiritual forces out there that would love to reward you. But, of course, the cost will be beyond your imagination. Because we're truly involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, financial, educational battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and there really are spiritual forces. And that's exactly what Rhonda Burns is saying. But, of course, she's encouraging you to get involved on the other side. And, of course, she tells you there's a genie out there that'll give you whatever you want. And she's right. Well, I wouldn't call him genie. I'd call him more of a Luke or Lucifer, as the term goes. And there really is a force out there. You can tap into it, but you don't want to. Because, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, eternity is a long time. So get our material, our DVD on the secret knowledge, on the forbidden secret, on the planned police state, and get the syllabuses, go with that, and then watch our DVDs on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, and Riddles in Stone, and They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner.